All right. Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast.
The Questionable.
Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere they have stars. 5 stars, all right? Today, we have a special episode. We got Alan back in the building. Alan, say what up.
Yo, what's good? Good to see y'all again, man. Yeah. What's going on?
And in this episode, we have a special guest with us. We got Papa Left here.
What up?
Do you prefer Lefty? Papa Left? I mean, I'd rather not call you Papa, but...
Nah, man. Once you hear the history...
Nah, I'm playing.
Okay. Lefty, but when you introduce me on the mic, it's Papa Left. But Lefty in you. Real...
Lefty know. Is like in a conversation.
Yeah.
Word. Got you.
Robert's reserved for the ladies.
Okay. all right. So in this episode, guys, we're going to talk a little bit with Lefty. He's going to drop a freestyle for us today. And then we're going to just get into some general topics and just, you know... It's another kickback edition episode.
Word.
That's what it is. All right. We're going to just kick it back, talk shit, and
have fun with it.
Exactly. Like Let's we do always
it.
Do.
Sweet all it. Day.
All right. So, Lefty, what's going on, bro? First of all, Alan already just hinted. We brought Alan here today just because he knows a lot about you. So, we're going to put you on a spot through Alan somehow.
gotcha.
Yeah. But tell me first, sorry. How'd you come up with your name?
So, Papa Left is a name that came from my origin story in hip hop, why I got into rap. That's everybody got their thing, their dream that they want to do. At 15 years old, my father, he was a rabbi, okay, is my best friend, my teacher, my father, you know, someone who I could say definitively was the only person in this world who will truly understand me. And I lost him when I was 15. He was 53. He died of a brain tumor. And I remember the day he passed away, he was going through 6 months in the hospital, just in a coma, out of a coma, talking about his experiences while in the coma, being ready to die, not wanting to die, this whole concept of life and death that I got hit with. And the only way that I was really able to understand, and while I was in the moment, I could understand it. But in the aftermath of it, I remember my father passed away. They pulled the sheet over his head. I came home. I went on my iPod. I walked up the hill to my friend's house. He said, we're going to have a couple beers, man. You're going to be okay. We're going to smoke. I wasn't even smoking at that time. People were just like, oh, we're going to light a blunt. I was like, all right, at least I know that I got people who care about me. So I went up the hill, and I was walking. I was playing this song by a group, a hip-hop group called Gangstar, consisting of Guru and DJ Premier, two of the most iconic hip-hop legends in the game. And there was a song on the album. The song is called Moment of Truth, and the album's called Moment of Truth. And the line that got me to start rapping was, it's lonely at the top, and whatever you do, you always got to watch motherfuckers around you. No man is invincible. No plan is bulletproof, because we all must meet a moment of truth. And I heard that, and I was like, damn, I feel so good right now. Like, my dad's dead, but I feel so good. Like, this is strange. Right. Like, if I could do this for somebody else, and I already loved rap music, but if I could do this for somebody else, I would feel like that's a life well lived. Like, I feel like I would be a legend.
To make someone kind of like,
you want to inspire line. Somebody.
So, exactly.
So Papa Left is, everybody called me Lefty. Originally it started off as the rapping rabbi, because I went to public school. I was Jewish rapping. Whole nother story about freestyling in the hallway, disrespecting girls who was pregnant. I was young.
Disrespecting girls that were pregnant.
Questionable shit.
Very
for sure.
Questionable. Yeah. Like, so I was telling you.
I mean,
you, like,
that was extremely fucking specific. Yeah, nah, you just chasing like the pregnant girl specifically.
I'll be going through my Facebook and going through the memories and be like, should I delete it or am I going to get popping off this post? I don't know. Like, there's a lot of dumb shit I used to say and used to believe. But yo,
and believe. That's the truth.
Yeah. Word. Yeah. So, yo,
Papa Left, back to Papa Left. It's a name that I always went with Lefty, and that's how people knew me. And then Lefty kind of like, where's Righty? Da, 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 da. And I was like, the domain of that doesn't really work. And as much as I characterize myself, my persona as Lefty, people know me as Lefty, Papa Left really envelops the depth and the brevity of the story of who I am.
Word.
So Papa Left, that counts as my father. He left me. Mm-hmm. It also counts for a young man in the streets, a young woman in the streets, a young girl, young boy who don't have a father with them or their father passed away. The more I tell this story, the more it reciprocates back to me. People telling me, oh, my father passed away when I was two and I got a stepfather and my father wasn't there, but I got somebody who I love and he passed away, or I never had a father, so I get that, you know. So it's an interconnected story. So it's my father. It's about the absentee father in the community. And it's a deeper level. Like my bro, he went away to prison for 3 years and he named me his brother. My bro's brother. My bro, not like blood, but like blood.
Yeah, right.
His blood brother got shot and killed. So that was his only like godfather figure that he was guaranteed. So when he went away to prison, he made me the godfather of his son. So that's another Papa Left figure.
Right.
So
and so then it just kept happening after you decided to like pick that name. You kept seeing it more and more right in front of you.
I once learned, real quick, I was looking at my grandfather when he passed away. They had all these tapes. My grandfather was in Auschwitz. He was a Holocaust survivor in Poland during the Holocaust. So he was telling me a story through the tapes, through his testimony, about when his father was getting abducted, because my great-grandfather was a huge rabbi in the communities of Czechoslovakia and Hungary. Mm-hmm. So they rounded up all the rabbis. So they put them on the cargoes, and then they took them to a synagogue. Then from the synagogue, they put them on a train, and from the train, they put them into the camps. So my grandfather didn't know what to do. He just followed his father because that's all he did in his life. So he runs out the house after the Gestapo, the Nazi police, and he runs onto the cargo with him, goes with him to the synagogue, basically willingly jumps into the Holocaust, and that's the reason why I'm here. So yeah. He gets there. He gets off the train. People are dying on the train. The train smells like shit. It's dead people, defecation, no bathrooms, no nothing. It's the worst experience for like 72 hours. They get to Poland. They get off the train. The Nazi soldier tells my great-grandfather, he says, you go to the left. And he says to my grandfather, you go to the right. And that's the last time my grandfather ever saw my great-grandfather, because Papa left. He literally went to the left.
And you found this story right here that you just saw. Did you find this out after?
Yeah, I found it after the story. I found it after my grandfather died about 2.5 years ago.
Nah, oh, okay.
So he made a tape for you guys, or how?
He had a testimony that they were kind of like getting for, you know, documentaries and stuff.
Got it.
They asked him about his story. My grandfather actually, he was in Auschwitz. He got found sleeping by a barn. He was supposed to be on a march to go right into a gas chamber, but he was like, yo, on some real shit, he was like, fuck this. Like, I'm tired. I can't walk no more. So he fell asleep by a barn, and a Nazi soldier found him, and he was like, look, it's 1945, but if this was like 3 years ago, I would have shot you dead. But the war is coming to a close, so get back in line. Mm-hmm. So the next day, the story kind of traveled back to the hierarchy, into the Nazi soldiers and whatever. So they brought him into the office and they were like, yo, you must have somebody watching you, because you are not supposed to be alive. Your God is watching you. So the crazy part about me being a performer, I come from a family of rabbis. My father was a rabbi. Wow. My grandfather was a rabbi. My grandfather was a rabbi, and he also was a cantor, which in the Jewish service is the singer, the person who performs the verses. Mm-hmm. So my grandfather, as a Jew, he could speak Yiddish, which is a mix of German and modern Hebrew, and then he could speak German, so he could sing in German. So at Nazi parties, my grandfather, a Holocaust survivor, was singing at Nazi parties.
That's crazy.
And that shows me that sometimes it's like, my biggest thing with people is, you're not going to change the world the way you want to see it without going to the uncomfortable place that you want to see people change. Because if me, Edison, and Allen agree with each other, that's only three numbers that we can change power with. The things that we really need to change, it kind of requires people to come in the middle and see, like, what can we do here? Right. Like, if me and you just disagree, that really doesn't do anything but 50-50. There's no work that can be done. So that's why sometimes people question questionable behavior. They question the lanes that I go in. Like, as a Jewish man, going to a march with like Nation of Islam, or if like me being like, I kind of fuck with Farrakhan. Yeah. Like I can look at what he says and I could see it the things sense. I disagree with.
See his side.
See his perspective.
I could see right. it because the exactly. thing is, it's not everybody's not perfect. And mm-hmm. another thing is we are all traumatized by our own experience. We cannot judge another person by their experience. Right. If you exactly. grow up with the conditions that you have and you never had a lefty, a papa left walk into your cipher and spit bars. And oh, by the way, I'm Jewish and I came from yeah. a line of rabbis and I understand the struggle on my side. So I can kind of understand what you're going through. But let's understand we kind of end this together against humanity fucking over humanity. Word. This is not like a black versus white thing. This is really like a power thing. Like we can identify really with
yo,
each other. So
I gotta say, first of all, that probably was the greatest introduction of a rapper
right.
I've ever fucking yeah. been a part of.
Yeah.
A shout out to Lefty.
It's pretty deep.
That,
Papa Left.
Yo,
yeah.
Papa Left. Shout it's out a lot Papa of layers, Left, man. Yeah. That shit was wild.
Yeah.
Now, the when you said it's not a black or white thing, I feel like that in general goes so deep, and I feel like there's a systematic way that I'm a conspiracy theorist in general. You know, like I don't go crazy about it or whatever. You know, I'm not here fucking in my room like cooped up and fucking you know putting fucking aluminum foil on my head. But you know, I believe in some shit.
You pay attention.
And, you know, some shit is just not a coincidence. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So that black and white thing to me is not a coincidence.
All right.
Because it happens in so many countries.
Right.
And allied countries like all the West, for example, yeah. like in France, you have a black and white problem. In Italy, you have a black and white problem. I think in Spain, you have a black and white problem.
Brazil.
Yeah. Brazil, you have a black and white problem, and they're darker to begin with. So, yeah. you know, you have it's I think it's just before I want to say like way back in the day. You know what I mean? Like Jesus Christ times and whatever. I want to say that racism didn't really exist like that. I think it existed more of like where you come from instead of what you look like.
I'll be honest with you, Winnick. I didn't mean to interrupt, but this whole racism thing and class, that all that shit was somebody came up with classes and faces
yeah,
and
so
like
that's
all
what,
that
that's
shit
what I'm
just
getting
came
to.
About.
Like,
it wasn't towards you know. I don't think it was towards Jesus Christ times and such. I think it was like after. I think that came after, no?
I don't really know exactly when like, the first racist thing came.
The racism that we exist in. Everybody always had a fear of the other. That is something that's a
that's,
part of
yeah,
human
that's
nature.
Yeah, that's been a part of humanity.
We don't understand.
The point is,
but
regardless of the conditions, the point is that you have the ability to elevate above your conditions.
Yeah.
You have to understand that we are all flawed. And the flaws that we recognize in the next man is a flaw that exists in us. If you're out here fighting racism, you have to coincide with the fact, you have to deal with the fact that there is some racism fueled by your natural prejudice that you've been taught. So you have to understand when you look at a black man and he's dark-skinned black and you have the thought that's saying, I don't know if I could trust that guy. You have to be able to rewire your brain and understand this has been taught to me.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
look at you like you're not
and
professional.
See, that's
you're
what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
But
it's been taught
easy.
To the people.
It's not easy.
It's not easy to come out of it, but let me just explain like where I think the problem comes from to begin with. If, all right. Before the issue, and back in the day, we're talking like when gold coins were used as currency, the common people had an issue with people above them.
Right.
People with money. Like, that's the problem. Everybody here is here, and our problem is up, meaning our problem is these people with money.
Right.
So now, the people that are up there with money are the people controlling everything. So how do we get this attention off of ourselves so that, you know, all these people don't blame us for all their problems? We have to make them look at each other. So if I'm looking at you as my problem and you're looking at me as a problem, we're not looking up anymore where the real problem is. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm looking at you as just, oh, well, the reason I don't have a fucking job is because Mexicans are here. You know what I mean? For example,
bullshit.
Hey, bro, come on, bro. You didn't go look for a job. That's why you don't have a job.
Like, I think we all got a Manchurian candidate thing going on in our rooms with article clippings and shit. I don't know. I think we got some shit going on.
First of all, before we forget, let's tell everybody what kind of beer we're drinking over here. All right. This is called the Golden Buddha from the Montclair Brewery. It is a passion fruit blend, so you can kind of taste the fruit behind it. It is my personal favorite at the Montclair Brewery. Make sure to go there. If you Google Montclair Brewery, you'll find out where it is. It's on Walnut Street right in Montclair.
Yo,
that's true. And Montclair Brewery, by the way, if you guys didn't know already, is one of the very few black-owned breweries in America. I think out of all the breweries in America, maybe like only 2% are minority-owned, if I'm not mistaken. That's just a number I'm throwing off the top of my head, so don't fucking quote me on it. But I'm pretty sure it's that low.
Yeah,
so,
right.
On top of the fact, Leo over there, he throws in his ingredients from his home country of Burkina Faso in Africa. And he brings in spices from back home and mixes it into his beer and brews it, his beer with like spices from from his country in Africa as well as some Jamaican spices because his wife is Jamaican.
Just imagine, dog, you get some beer. Amazing. And I'm like, yo, I got some fire ass spices. I'm about to mix this shit, man. Let me see it into the beer. Let me see what happens real quick. And you come out with some fire concoction, yeah man.
No, Leo really is a genius. That's awesome. Out of the 12 beers or 14 that they normally have brewed there, I think I like 12 or 14.
That's
and normally that's like I don't hear if you guys want more. Normally I don't like IPAs and stuff like that. Yeah. But at Montclair Brewery, I love that shit.
Good. Word.
That's all.
Check that out, man. Montclair Brewery. All right, yeah. New Jersey for sure.
So I want to talk. Our little topics. Strud, I didn't realize we're already like 15 minutes.
Yeah, in. Man. They kind of.
So before we get to the freestyle, I kind of want to. I checked out your album. I guess from 2017.
Yeah.
That was on Tidal.
Awesome. And shout out to Jay-Z. That's my homie.
That's the influence.
Actually, honestly, that's why I got Tidal. Because I was like, if I'm going to give my money to somebody, I don't know where the money's going if I get Apple. I don't know where the money's going if I go to Spotify. I was like, all right, Jay-Z will get my money. And Tidal was shit like not too long ago. I was struggling with hitting play. And then 15 minutes later, the fucking song would start playing. And I still paid monthly, Jay-Z. I still fucking pay monthly. You owe me.
You got loyalists, bro. You pay up.
And also, Tidal pays out the artist the most out of all the fucking apps out there.
Yeah. True.
They pay over a penny where everybody else pays under a penny per stream.
Really?
Yes. They pay 0.012, whereas Spotify, for example, pays 0.008, and I think Apple pays 0.006.
You got to put it everywhere, man.
Yeah.
You got to put it everywhere.
So anyway, so back to your first album on Tidal. So, what made you change kind of like the way you rap? Because from your first album, I felt kind of like a California vibe, a more chill, laid back vibe.
Yeah.
And then now your current stuff is more of like aggressive and kind of like teaching a lesson in a sense.
Yeah.
So what made you kind of, over the years, what evolved? Well, like how did you evolve as an artist that made you change your flow?
Well, the thing is, when I was writing an album, when I put out what you're categorizing as aggressive and things, that is something that, you know, as an artist, you want to grab in as many people as you can, but there are certain things that you have a responsibility to speak on. So as a teacher in Camden, Philadelphia, Newark, there are things that I see these kids deal with on a day-to-day basis that don't really have a voice for, and they just need balance. So I'm providing the balance. I'm providing the representation of what goes on in those areas and what I see them as to be. But as far as like the album goes, the album, first of all, the California vibe that you picked up on, that's dope because all the beats were made by my Jersey, moved out to California family. You know, Cinco, King Cinco, Dax Falcon, Click Tyler, Wild Walt, you know, Sound Dunk. Those are all like two people, but I'm going to drop all their aliases. You know what I'm saying? Because each one has their own kind of vibe, but they're out in Cali right now making beats and writing songs and layering tracks and mixing tracks for all the people out in LA. I'm not going to name drop because I don't want to put all their business out there. But, you know, like the first two tracks on my album, I was like, I need to put out two tracks that people are going to be like, all right, this is an artist I can identify with. Let me kind of get to know him a little bit because these are chill. I could tell he's got bars, but he's chill. I sonically understand what this is, what kind of song this is. You know what I mean? It's not a perfect radio record, but it's a perfect blend of... Someone told me it's like 90s met 2017. That's what somebody told me about it. So, yeah. Speaking to the mic.
Oh, I was like, what is that? I said, Alan's throwing up gang signs back there.
Yeah, make sure you're speaking to the mic, bro.
Is it time to jump Edison? Clear. Like, no.
Time to jump Edison. More. Thomas Punk Edison. Talking about he created the light bulb.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Listen, Edison was a businessman.
Yes,
you know
he
what
was.
I mean? He knew how to make money out of an invention that Tesla
Did
was
you like
give
the album?
Away for free. Did I like the album? I did like the album. Word. I didn't listen to every single song, I'll tell you that, but I listened to about half of it.
Word.
Yeah, let me ask you.
And one of them made my playlist. I don't know which song exactly. I gotta go back and check, and I'll let you know.
That's dope.
Word.
I have someone, at least one song from most artists that have been here on my playlist. Like, the song that I fuck with the most, I usually put on my regular playlist so I can give you guys money.
Fire.
Go ahead.
My fault. So I'm over here, and I'm looking at this, like...
No, that's going to be after the break, all right?
No, I see. Down. I'm just making sure, like, is this a blunt? What would you call... Oh, this is definitely a blunt.
Yes, that is a blunt. Yeah, for sure. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit.
That's how I was going to bring it up, you know?
So I want to talk to you a little bit about your relationship with your manager, and... He's pushed you in your career, and pushed you through some things, I guess, that that you know have made you develop as an artist. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that relationship in general and how you guys push each other, actually.
Well, I do want to clarify, like, I've never had a manager, like, as far as
an official manager.
Yeah, because that's one of my strong points, is I feel like I've created a brand and a fan base based off my hustle and me clicking those buttons and me really trying to pull my support. But that doesn't take the manager title is he does manage my life. Like, he does not manage just my music. Like, I'll be going to him with some music and he'd be like, bro, you need to put some fucking deodorant on. I'm like, yo, I gotta smoke this hook. He'd be like, first of all, bro, you stink like shit. You like, stink, I don't know. Like,
I can't talk about listen all to this shit.
Get your mind right, bro.
Yeah. Some deodorant on. Like, real quick, as far as it goes with the music, we'll be talking about my homie Olif. I'm gonna keep it short because I know we got a lot of things to get to. But as far as Leaf goes, like, I'll share you a quick story about Leaf. Being the person you introduced, manager. I was up top. I was up top.
Shout out to Leaf.
Yeah, man.
My nigga, my brother.
Yeah, I can't say all those things, but he did. But he,
the love is felt.
Yeah, he is my brother. I think one of the coolest things about Leaf is that everybody's got that friend that's there to challenge you and tell you the shit that you don't want to hear, but you have to hear.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people who try to play that role in your life, but they don't really got it like
they
that.
Don't got it.
They don't really got it. Like, you look at them and be like, I don't know if you're right. And sometimes they be
like,
right.
Bitch, you put deodorant on first before you tell me to put deodorant
exactly.
on.
So, little quick story about Leaf. I was at a party. We used to throw parties all the time, and we would invite girls we used to invite girls over, and the big draw for us was, like, we were like 6, 7, 8, 9 musicians living in a house. We had a studio, we had a mansion, we had all these things, so people were intrigued by it. But I was like a young, early 20s, you know, teens kind of kid, and I was kind of like taking leadership from everybody around me. So until I got into that position where it was time for me to spit, my overall aura was just chill. Like, I'm not about to do nothing crazy right now because I'm not rapping, you know what I mean? So I was sitting quietly, we're all drinking, having jungle juice, whatever, 2009, 2010 shit. And Olif asked me to freestyle, and I was like, yo, what's up? My name's Lefty, and you look good, da-da-da-da-da. And he was like, yo, speak up. And I was like, yeah, my name's Lefty. He's like, he got mad because I did not speak up when I was freestyling. So he got up, and he went to go swing at me. And he was like, yo, there's fucking 3 girls right here, and you ain't fucking rapping like you supposed to rap, like we know you rap, and you bitching out. This is the shit that you want, and you got fans right here, 3 fans right here, and you ain't doing your shit. Nah, let me at him. I got
that's him for real.
Shout out to the Caribbean, because Olif's Jamaican and he needed 2 Haitians to hold him back. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, shit. Like, he's strong as fuck, bro. Like, so, he's not like some little ass dude, bro. Like,
so but real shit, he rocked me in my face. He rocked me in my face, and I was like, shit. Like, that was the first time I really felt like someone punched me. And I was like, shit. Like I was like, shit, this is another level of conscious here. Yeah. So I'm saying, like, that was the first time like, you ever get punched in the face and you hear that ding noise? Like,
yeah, fucking, that ringing noise.
Yeah,
it's just like a ring.
Yeah. You're just out here, like,
but you're like, yeah, the main all thing, in your ear. What the fuck?
The main thing is like, wow, I really just took a punch and I'm not dead. So, what really should I be afraid of, kind of thing? So, it really, I'd be saying this shit. Look, I'm not for corporal punishment. I'm not going to say when's the right time to do that. There's questionable
That was
behavior.
The right time.
Questionable behavior, right?
Word.
There is a certain level of fear that you engage when someone knocks you the fuck out. And word. Everybody at some point,
I'm
hopefully
that
it's...
on our topic list for later, getting punched in the face.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, fuck bro, like, smack. Hopefully at some point you get it more figuratively than literally. But life, I always say this about people who going to learn their lessons sooner or later. Life kind of threw me my cards early. Some people get it later, but eventually life's gonna shit on you. But my thing, and it's there to help you grow. It's not there to make you weaker.
The universe ain't out here to be against you, man. Yeah, it's just out here to help you grow. You just gotta see the lessons and all the shit you go through. You feel me?
So long story short, I hear that. That's dope. I'm gonna drink to that.
You're gonna drink Montclair Brewery. One more plug.
Montclair Brewery. Good beer.
Anytime someone say some real shit, drink some Montclair
Brewery.
Got
to, for sure.
Yeah, right.
But that's a smooth drink too.
Yeah.
Basically what he was trying to tell me in that moment is it is unacceptable for you to not be who you say who you want to be.
Straight up.
It is absolutely unacceptable. Yep. It is fighting terms for you not to chase your dreams. And what that told me is like this man believes in me. So look, man, I could be here all day talking about Leith. Yeah, that's
he's
my
a good dude,
dude,
man.
For sure.
Good dude, for sure, man.
Shout out to the manager.
That's my brother.
And shout out that relationship.
And if you don't understand it, shit, fuck you. I don't really care.
Word.
But let's with that, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this. And we're gonna go right into the freestyle right after this, actually.
Swerve.
All right.
You ready for that?
And then stay tuned, guys. We have a lot of topics to discuss. I'll tell you a couple right now. We have we're gonna discuss the marijuana industry, some conspiracy theories, Donald Trump and voting, and then we got some X versus Y shit.
Word. Right. Some shockers, man. Yeah. Be all tuned. Right. Stay tuned. Let's
Kim
do it.
Kim K lawyer. I like Kim K lawyer. I like that one.
Yeah. Word.
All right.
And then we're back.
We're back on the show. All right, we are back on the QBBC podcast. Don't forget 5 stars everywhere. Follow us on Instagram. If you look up QBPC, you'll see a picture with a question mark pop up, and that's us. You know, you don't have to put the anymore. We're too popular for that shit.
Anyway, we were just talking a little bit, and you were on the same stage as Immortal Technique recently.
Yeah, that's dope. So shout out to EO Dub, the platform where Immortal Technique performed at. End of the week, EO Dub. It's the longest running hip hop open mic in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday since September 11th, basically. Shout out my guy Vice Versus, Big Zoo, Propane, all my people out there, Baxter Wordsworth, Ange, everybody out there. You know who you are. That's where I performed my first time ever. My first open mic performance
was at
end of the week, EO Dub. And you know, Immortal Technique was a part of the original episodes of EO Dub back in 2001.
Oh, back in the day,
so he was like, you know, in that underground, in that underground scene. You know what I'm saying? So
other way.
Yeah, let me just Immortal Technique. Let me just back up here, so people kind of got lost. Maybe they kind of got lost in that. Sorry for y'all. Yeah. We're talking about a hip hop platform, open mic weekly platform in New York City since 2001. Yeah. So Immortal Technique,
one of the original performers on
EOW.
Yeah,
one of the original.
Yeah,
that's right. And it's a global movement right now. It's in all like 12 different countries. So, he won the original. Actually, he did not win. My boy Webified won the first MC challenge. And Webify was a part of this thing called the MC Challenge. Immortal Technique was a part of it. And it tests an MC. It's like an Olympic hip-hop battle. Like, it's not like a rap battle per se in the sense that you understand it like Smack DVD. Like, I'm going to just say the most disrespectful or point out the most facts and have the best delivery. Not, it's not just that. It's about your full grounded abilities as an MC. Like, can you freestyle? Like, you can't just be a good writer. You got to be able to freestyle. Like, you got to be able to interact with the crowd. You got to be able to come with lyricism. You got to, so.
Are you going against somebody still?
I'm going against four MCs. I'll break it down like this. I go against four MCs And we have 5 rounds to display our abilities in rapping. So
What I mean is, like, do your bars and things that you're spitting have to be about the other candidates, or is it just something independent completely?
No, it's you and the crowd, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like in the Olympics, you're like figure skating, who got the best moves, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Odd comparison, but you know what I'm trying to say right now.
Yeah,
like,
very odd comparison.
She did the triple axel. Everybody knows Michelle Kwan. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But look, y'all know what I'm talking about.
You could have said any other Olympic sport.
Yeah. Right. It's an Olympic hip hop sport. So you got 5 rounds. You got a written round, a cappella round, grab bag. You get
graded
round.
At each round.
Yeah, right. Grab bag round. You got a beat juggle round when you rap with the DJs mixing up 3 different genres at different BPMs. It's crazy. The 5th round is just a cipher with all the MCs in the competition. So backing up, we got a grab bag round, which is a freestyle round where they give you a box and you reach into the box and whatever you pick up, you got to freestyle about. And at the same time, keep up with the crowd. And it's done like within 30 seconds. So
what's in the box normally? Like, what did you pick up?
Maybe one time I picked up a brush. I picked a brush. I picked up like video games, records.
So what did you say? Like, give me like an example. You pick up a brush. What do you say? All right.
So I had one line where it's just freestyle. So I say whatever comes to mind. I was like, this is a fucking brush. What? I'm nappy. I'm white, but I'm not nappy, but I'm white. And I do love cunts. Right, and the crowd was like, "Oh, like, oh shit!" Oh, like,
shit. Yeah, right. I'd have been the same way.
Yeah, right. So then I said, "Whoa! Why you hating me? Watch this shit. I'm white, David Lee." And I dropped the brush right back into the bucket, like fire. Just an easy layup. This is 2009. Like that was David Lee in New York City. Yeah, like he just had the putbacks, the rebounds, the hustle plays. Like I'm white. You want me on your team? I'm David Lee. You know what I'm saying?
That was fucking perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Reacting to a rhyme you spit, and it's like, all right, if you were in your crib and you rapping this with people be like, all right, it's a pass. But now you're performing, like you're really representing yourself. So people look at you and be like, what? You not nappy? What the fuck?
Is that something that is just coming, like, just comes at the moment?
But the thing is that I didn't plan what I just spoke this whole time. It's just you're conscious that you're putting it in rhyme. But that's where people, I think, lose the... You know, you're not writing a song in your head. You're just speaking bars, like
what comes to mind.
Yeah, whatever comes to your mind. And the truth is you're gonna go through some bullshit to get to the dope shit. But the dope shit in freestyling is always better than my best written shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, toast to that, Montclair Brewery.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, we're gonna get right to the freestyle for the show. All right. Everybody, this beat was brought to you by Josh Lamont. Please don't forget to follow him on Instagram at Theme Music Josh. All right, everyone needs theme music, and if you like the beats you've been hearing on the show, just reach out to him directly. Tell him you heard him here first, and he'll work with you. He'll send you beats. You actually hit him up recently, right? Lefty,
what's that?
You hit him up recently, right?
Who's
Josh Lamont? Theme Music Josh.
Yes, I did. I did last night, right away. Like, my rep is, like, reply back, like, within 3 seconds, like, word.
Boom.
Yeah.
Did you get beats from
Beast
him?
Fire. Like, I was up last night, got the Jabra Elites, plugged in my new Jabras, took a run with my Samsung Galaxy Active Watch. I'm out here, bro. Mm. I'm out here buying shit. You see the shit.
I'm in the element, bitch.
I just bought a car today. Like, yeah, I leased it, but I bought that shit with my money. Bought that, like, yo. Fine.
You
like,
got an
the
A
down
to B.
payment was still there, right?
Mm-hmm. So, you're good.
All right, so here
I had an A and B. Now I got a couple letters in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? <'Cause> I'm a... All right.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
True boy, my fair kind. Got fired from work, I fired the perp, I iron my shirt. Apply for a job, if they're not hiring, hit up the plug. Go to East Orange and dine at the shop. Sun splashing, my cousin cooks. Pay the rent, I make a dozen moves. One bedroom, no Huffman cools. I'm in South Jersey, spitting country blues. We was lit in the equipment, Camden County, chilling by the waterfront. Hey, I'm just trying to cop some Campbell soup, but don't you tell my mom I'm broke as fuck. Nah, I ain't got it like Donovan. I ain't kicking up on no ottomans. I'll be back on my feet at the job again. I bet one day it'll make a lot of sense, but they fired me though. Said Lefty get lost. Said the shit is above me. You stressing the boss. Guess I can't talk shit in public.
unless you the prayers of corns. Bitch, I need a hookup, a job with no qualifications. Give me a position like Betsy DeVos. Trying to privatize my healthcare, take away my welfare. Rock Starberries, no Nikes. Can't you tell this shit not fair? I just want a party on the block with no cops here. Been kicking it with my shorty, and I beat the box like Rozelle. Jew boy on my Farrakhan, that's why I never got the airtime. I'm red pill and y'all blue check. I give a fuck if y'all verify. Ain't no rapper can compare to I can tell that they terrified. I'm red pill and y'all blue check. I give a fuck if y'all verify. I don't wanna hear my pen is in until it's more Emmett Smiths than Emmett Till's. Open caskets, overreacting bitch ass motherfuckers couldn't hold the Mac. And now my homie toe tagging with a code and that shit. For that, his body should be blown to ashes. Eye for an eye, backlash, a fast whip to prison. We ain't going back to that bitch. So killers walk around with masses. Living only thing guaranteed, holding taxes. When you're going that ditch, it's over that quick. Pray I go to hell so I can smoke you bastards. My sister got raped with no prophylactic, no hope for that kid. March for life, you better go to that strip. Baby shower money on the pole for that bitch. Some dope for that crib. My bro bipolar on coke and acid. Hold the matches, let your soul imagine. I ghost the battle cause the homie back when. And I don't like to partake in phony actions. What the world need now, more compassion. I don't want the smoke unless the smoke is passing. Rather talk it out, unload the baggage. Just be a man about it, no Tony Braxton. Still offing heads on the throne to rapping. In my hand on a golden chalice. And my soul gets balanced by a queen. I'm a lonely dragon. Fire breathing rapper with a Stokely passion. All the Susie Carmichael's wanna throw the asset. Cause I'm an asset. And rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Another rap on a hashtag. Just a Jew boy in my Farrakhan. That's why I never got the airtime. I'm red pill and y'all blue check. I give a fuck if y'all verify. I could tell they terrified. Ain't no rapper could compare to I'm. Woo! Back in this shit with Edison and Allen. Yeah, from Edison we balance. Exit 130, we get in the travel money and we put it in challenge. Put it in my Dodge Charge, then I put it in my Kia. Whipping that Forte, I ain't really gonna see ya. 36,000, not enough for me, so I gotta get that rental whip. I just wanna stunt with an Infinity. I get my membership, I get my censorship and say fuck this shit and I end this shit. Dwindling in the wilderness, smoking on my endless spliff. We gon' be here in like 40 years and when we get to the Holy Land, we gonna smoke all this weed and we will appear back when we in the sand. 3 years, imagine fact, 3 days coming on this shit with my T-plays. TJ, what's up when I see days? Days go by, we freestyling in the choir by the Monday, making the Friday, the 9 to the 5. And we gonna go to sleep, the Sabbath we won't rise, but we will not sleep, we'll go to pray for the demise. 7 days, I am not inventist, I get a little adventurous. My first job was at Great Adventure, Six Flags. I was putting cheese on a burger at a kosher spot. Feeling like if I go tonight, I'ma go on a pop. Go on the block, go with my pop, and my pop got gone, so he's holding a lot. He got in a hole in the lot, I might go next to him right there with him and my grandpa, maybe my grand auntie, the person I was named for, maybe my grand uncle, the person I was saying for, say before, maybe I could lay before, lie before, tell the truth, and everybody saying the shit that I would talk, and I would be a legend, I would come up off the asphalt. I am not an asshole, I'm just telling you the facts though. I ain't really talking about this bullshit if it's at those. I just want to keep this shit in secrecy with mad clothes, because I'm bearing my arms. These motherfuckers wearing the charm like they can't get exposed, and they staring at strong motherfuckers, hearing their clothes out where we airing them on. We smoking this blunt and we cheering them on. From the fucking side of the bench, we wearing the strong. I ain't trying to kill this whole fucking podcast, the QBPC, but they came here to see the dude be freely. Chilling with my Dookie CCs, chilling with my 52, chilling like we just in 2 CCs. I gotta smoke 2 CCs till they put me in CCs. And I see you when we see, when I see you, and the last time when we speak, and I'll be like, yo son, you could be anything you wanna be, just stay true to me. Papa left, I'ma do this free.
Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Papa left in the motherfucking building. I think he just gave us a 5-minute fucking song, yeah, let alone a fucking out, freestyle. Like, fuck? I saw that in the beginning it was some prep lines, and then you switched that shit straight off the top towards the end, and then just I'm kept going and going,
like,
and going.
Look, this is just like, this is my shit. This is my shit for real. Like, this is shit that I love to do. I'd say if I was in heaven, like, this would be a part of it. If it's not, I don't want to go. like this is my shit. Everybody got their shit, but this is my shit, bro.
Damn, bro.
What we talking about, though? Blunts versus papers.
Shot Lefty, though, man. Jesus Christ, dog.
Man, that was fucking, bro.
Shout out, fucking shout heat out on my the questionable
boy,
behavior.
Shout out my boy Big J. He just dropped his album. Shout out my boy Big J. Fucking proud of you, bro. Fucking Yeah.
Shout out Big J.
Yeah.
Shout out Big J.
West Orange.
Ladies and gentlemen, make sure to check out Papa Left. Tell them where they can follow you on Instagram real quick.
Yeah, Papa Left. P-O-P-P-A-L-E-F-T.
That's it. Simple as that. It's all ready for the blue check mark.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I'm blue. I'm red pilling y'all blue check. Give a fuck y'all verify. That's how I feel, man. This is Instagram.
Straight up.
Really.
We all be on it.
We actually had a hip hop artist on the show, James Lanning. He got blue check mark, and he was like, he did some stuff with Stoney, and he assumes that's why it happened. But he was he was on vacation, and he's just got it, and he's like, well, okay. So it's like, now what? You know what I mean? And he's like, actually, after that, he's like, he hates the fact that he got it because people already like, you know, they feel like when they see his page, he's there, and they feel like as if he feels like he's better than them when he's just like, you know, okay. He hasn't said a word yet. He just walked in the room, and they're like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, I never even fucking like once have tried to pretend I'm better than anybody. You know what I mean? So sometimes people live for that shit, and sometimes people are just like, bro, that can matter shit to me. You know what I mean? So. All right, let's bring out the board with the topics.
Let's get it. Dun, dun, right. dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Nice, I like that. I might record that and play that. I might play that like every episode. So right off the bat, we're gonna start with a couple of X versus Y segments. So right away, we're gonna go blunts versus papers. All right. So tell me, what do you guys think? You know, blunts. We're talking.
I'm gonna start.
We're talking
off
like
first,
Dutch
man.
Masters.
Listen,
we're talking
first
like.
Of all, if any of y'all are smoking any of that bullshit, the games, the Dutch Masters, any of that, y'all are fraudulent. And stop smoking that shit, man. Love yourself, right? If you're gonna smoke anything, man, listen. If you're gonna smoke anything, you know, on the dark side, you smoke backwoods. That's it. All right, period. But if and outside of that. All right, bro. Like, you have to clean up. Let's go clean. But for me right now, it's raw. Raw papers.
Raw papers.
Raw papers.
Yeah. Which you kind got of raw paper or just any raw paper?
You're good.
No, I'm saying like raw papers. Like, honestly, it could be the hemp ones, the regular ones. My point is the raw papers allow you to get straight to the point. That's right. That's my thing.
I feel like whether it's papers or blunts, because my thing is I understand health and conscious. Right. Put those things together. You got health conscious.
Right.
So a health conscious decision would be papers.
Right.
But raw, to me, it's like, yeah. I agree. But I don't know the specifics of the shit. But I'm just saying, like, papers are healthier, right?
Yeah.
So naturally, you'd be like, all right, I'm going to do strictly papers. But when you don't really roll this shit like that, and you went backstage in the show or like chilling in the crib, you just rolled something that wasn't paper. So I was just like, I'm gonna smoke that shit. Like, but
you're still gonna
if
smoke
I had a preference.
But if
oh,
I,
man, no,
yeah,
no
so
doubt.
Listen, I don't know how to really roll papers, but I did get a rolling machine and I smoked strictly
thing
raw
is,
blacks.
Like, I think the status symbol now is to go to the pens.
Oh, no, yeah, but fuck that.
It's like a status
I'm gonna
thing.
Be honest
I hate
with
that
you,
shit.
Bro.
That shit
those
fucks
pens.
My throat up.
And I want everybody to know, first of all, I'm that guy. Don't fucking depend on those pens. All right. Those pens are good for midday hits. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just getting through some shit or whatever. You're stressed out, you know, calms you down. You know what I'm saying? But outside of that, man, that shit is not, that shit won't replace the real thing.
No.
All right.
I never smoked weed to calm me down, though.
I view it
as like a turn up a little bit, like, but a mind thing. Everything just intensifies. Like, you're connecting the dots of the shit that really makes sense.
I can understand that.
I guess some people.
I can get that.
But
I
would
more of like a relax.
The crazy thing is, I would assume that that was everybody else's experience.
Nah, but you know everybody's different. Yeah. You know, you can't assume that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
But yeah. All right. So, yeah, with that said. First of all, backwards. If you're smoking backwards, you better wash your backwards.
I won't lie, yo.
You better wash your backwards.
He was the one that put me on to fucking washing my backwards, bro. And ever since I saw that, like, that shit shook the hell out of me, bro. Because,
you saw how much dirt comes out of that?
Yo, I took
All right, so let me just give you a rundown real quick. You take the backwood.
Listen to this shit,
you can put
man.
It in a cup of water. If you have time, you could just let it sit there. Your cup of water will turn, like, piss color. All right?
Yeah.
And you could do that a couple of times, and then the water will stay clear. But if you don't have time, you put it in the water. You basically twirl it around.
And let it
take
sit.
It, you put it on a paper towel.
Yeah.
And then you take another paper towel, put it on top, and you just squeeze it.
Yeah.
And you'll see all the yellow shit come out of it.
Yeah, no, I saw that shit, man. I almost apologized to myself, bro.
I was like,
yo,
so,
this shit
so
is. I've smoked so many backwoods, bro. Like, that's you know, niggas, man. That's how we are. You know, that's it.
All right, so we'll go right into the next one: beer versus hard liquor.
Hard liquor.
Hard liquor for sure, man. I ain't playing no
beer. I don't know, bro. If I'm watching sports, I'm having a beer.
Liquor, bro.
But hard liquor for everything else, I guess.
Like, how often, like, how often are you going to be in each situation?
I mean, we're having beer now, so this is like a beer situation, I guess.
Cool, but, you know, most of the time, it's a liquor situation.
I guess.
For sure.
Facts.
All right, ass versus tits.
I'm going to go with tits, sir. Tits.
You know, I could have believed. I would have said that for you, too, man. Yeah. Like, y'all some
motherfuckers. Nah, bro. But listen, the thing for is that... Right, go ahead. I think ass is ass, but it's like, it can't... For me, ass is not just...
I disagree highly.
But you looking at the far end, right? But here's the thing, bro. You looking at
the... my face in there?
First of all, ass and titties is ass and titties. But check it. You looking at the far end of shit that you don't find desirable. But the majority of people are in a range of what you would find desirable.
What?
Huh?
A majority of people. What? Yeah. A majority of people and what are in the range of what we would deem desirable?
What did you just say? Yeah.
Like, no way, dog.
I think you focus in on the negative, what you don't like.
I won't, like, yo. No,
oh,
bro.
In general, you're saying in general.
He thinks we focus on the negative more than we do the positive, right?
That would be the case I just made.
How many drinks are we talking here? Like, are we talking we just got out? Or are we talking like we went 3 drinks in?
Because drinks would elevate your interest in somebody.
Because there's less shit you care about.
But there's a root.
Every drink is one less thing you care about.
There's a root of what he likes. And it was only until he got drunk and he got himself into a mode where none of this shit exists.
Right.
That's who he likes. Whether he likes her a lot or not, that's what you like.
No. Here's where you're mistaken. That's not
who he likes. Who he likes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, like, yo, that's that. Those are two different people talking, bro.
All right.
Like, that's a
when
savage talking.
When he's talking downstairs,
like,
you're just like going. Yo, you're like, listen, we need to go in somewhere.
Do you know what your guy can be savage, bro. And it can influence. It could take over, bro. Like,
look, man, what is
about right about a drink?
Seriously.
So what gets you first? Ass. You're looking at the ass.
I'm thinking. I can deal with like one smaller size of titty for a bigger ass, whereas I cannot deal with a flat ass.
So what are you? You're looking for proportion. Like, you're looking for even.
Yeah, but
in
it's
your
like
proportions.
I can deal with a smaller titty if
there's someone watching this.
There's got to
be someone watching this like they're objectifying you.
Probably, yeah. But listen, my first judge is like face, and then I go ass.
Face, ass,
titties. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's an order, it's like face, ass, titties.
You say face, ass. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Because sometimes you do look at the ass first, and you're like, damn.
It catches
you
first.
And then you look up, and you're like, shit.
And you're just like, it's a dub. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I agree. Okay.
All right, we're going right into the next topic.
That's me.
We got the marijuana industry. So I just want to talk about that industry in general. You know what I mean? It's highly growing. There's a lot of like local people or whatever, local almost like craft beersmen for weed.
Trying to get into business, into the industry.
I feel like the big first of all, the fact that only a few years ago you're walking in the street, you smoke weed, you go to jail, and now it's completely okay is a little fucked up, like mentally.
Let's talk about it.
It's a little fucked up to think about.
And now there's people making money off of it.
Exactly, right, exactly. Right. And now it's like,
cooking
so
shows,
what do we wait for? Do we wait for the right
joy,
people to start making money? Is that what happened?
Like, it's a joy ride in the park,
like, what's
bro,
going
like,
on with the marijuana industry in general? Let's legality, just talk about it.
Well, listen, legality. We know what it is. People just took over and it's normal now. Like, you know, it's done. You know. So how do we move forward, you know? And I actually was talking to somebody about this the other day. He works for a company that's in it, that's not even in the States yet. But he's like, he sees everything on the front end. And he was like, yo, you should start working on the infrastructure. Because I was like, yo, in the States, we all know by now that in like 2-3 years,
it's going to be legal everywhere.
Everywhere, bro. Across from East to West Coast, bro. Period.
Yeah, for sure.
And so like when it gets to that point, how are you going to capitalize on that business, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it is.
They have majors.
It's waiting
now.
For yo. You can, know? But the thing is, I asked them how do like, I asked black people, but like this, since it's black people, it would apply to people of color as well. But like, how would you get into that situation?
Wait, what? Since it's black people, it would apply to people of color as well.
That's, yeah.
Huh? That's the same thing, no?
No. But I am speaking.
So it does not apply to white people, no matter how you put it.
No.
Is that what you just said?
It can't, bro.
All right, I got you.
It can't, bro, because
it really can't. Oh, you're being serious. Okay.
Just
okay.
Like,
so tell me how.
You said alone? No, not alone. Like,
No, not alone. I'm just saying, like, you just said basically that whatever you're about to say right after this, does not apply to white people. So tell me.
Because white people are the industry.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, so tell me what you're about to say.
So to get in on the industry, I've heard for black people, and just in case I'm missing any other person of color, is what I'm trying to cover, right? Is just you have to create an infrastructure, obviously, in some community that you're in, so that when that, you know, if you know what's coming along, or you know,
oh, because they're gonna go to that neighborhood first to try to build something. Is what you're saying.
Eventually, it's gonna get there. Well, you know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing: so, he said his company is trying to basically become the Bud Light, like basically a Bud Light of weed. So yeah, that means if you have like a mass industry, they can have shit weed, bro. You're gonna have, and people want quality. You feel me? Yeah. Right. So
I mean, they might still get the quality of high, but I don't think they're gonna get the quality of ingredient. Forever.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like yeah, for sure. Like, man, it's gonna last for like, you know, it's just gonna last for like 30-45
right
minutes.
Right now,
bro,
they're still putting healthy shit. Like they're growing a healthy plant.
Word.
They're not using pesticides yet, I don't think.
Yeah.
I know that like in Denver you could see the full ingredients.
Yeah.
So you can know if they put pesticides or whatever, but I've never been, but that's what I heard.
Word.
But I don't think they're fucking with chemicals just yet, but they will.
Eventually, and yo, that's why they were like a long time ago. I saw they were like, yo, support, continue to support the street hustle. Go ahead.
The commercial break.
All right. So, should we just go on to the next topic?
Yeah, next topic.
All right. So, who's that coming from?
Who's that?
Lefty listening to Instagram videos.
I'm supporting, bro.
Liking them shits.
All of them. All
right, so let's bring up voting, and then we have Trump round two. So we'll talk about both voting and.
So Donald I saw Trump that was on the list. Two. So like, who and why did you put that up?
I put voting because I just want to know, like, what do you guys think about voting in general? Is it actually worth shit?
Clearly, it's worth shit. It's worth shit, but it's worth shit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth shit. Like, but would you really stand online to buy shit?
Yeah.
And then at the same time, if you don't do shit, you can get shit for it.
Yeah, I think it's time to create your own shit. I ain't saying I'm on that.
But at the same time,
anarchist shit, but damn.
But how can you create new shit? It's a system that's already.
No, because you just honestly, like, you're going to pick between two people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And two views, basically. And then
they make it very simple.
And they
for
make
us.
People yeah. identify with a party, which is crazy to me because you shouldn't be identifying with blue or red or Republican or Democrat. Right. You can't identify yourself like I'm always a Democrat because
things
can't
change,
always
bro.
Be right. Bro.
Things change,
and
bro.
Republicans can't always
like
be right
either. Like the
weed
thing, I was thinking of the whole time. Like I'm thinking of. That's going to be one of the issues in the next election is the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Hell, yeah.
It's going to
come
huge.
Up. Hell, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's interesting. Huge. It's interesting. Because if I was a marketing campaign guy for Trump, I'd be like, yo, just take some of the issues from, like, the left, and then you'll be good, bro. Like, just take a couple. You'll win enough people over where you're going to lose the shit.
Let me tell you something.
My thing with him is he's a brand, bro. I'm not even looking at this motherfucker like a president.
Thank you. And y'all don't understand that. The man is a business, bro. That's what he is, dog. And he runs the country.
That's why it's a little bit. It's kind of how to get the votes.
He runs the country as is, bro. That's the state of the country, bro. Yo, the other day, the S&P.
But this just goes to show you, like, yo, it doesn't matter who's up there. Your life is staying the same.
Yeah. Bro, listen, the other day, the S&P 500 hit new highs. Trade talks had resumed. Yo, a whole bunch of things that happened in one day. Dog, with things like this happening going into the 2020 election, yo, it's a wrap. Listen,
really,
don't.
Really, you think he's getting it for sure?
Yo, Trump is in there for another 4 years. Period, bro. Yo, on and actually, I just saw some.
You think because of the business shit? You thinking all the businessmen are like everybody invested in the stock market is just gonna?
Yo, can I give you a quick stat?
Yeah.
Of black people, black women have created the most LLCs out of like everybody. Black women, and it's just
like since Trump's been president.
Since Trump has been president.
Is that a function of him swearing into the White House, or is that a function of years of...
The economy.
The economy, but how did the economy become shit, and who fixed the economy? Some people would argue that there's accomplishments that Trump is taking credit for because of the work of Barack Obama.
Yo,
such as what? Because I'm not hip to it.
As far as like Obama taking over, I don't know this shit like this. Don't fucking write to me like, yo, Lefty, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yo. But here's what I know. This motherfucker came up, Bush fucked the shit up, put it in a recession. Bush put the shit in a recession. Obama took over a recession and then started making headway. And then Trump came in and people were all starting to get on their shit a little bit, started making the little businesses. And then boom, like now we got the shit. We saved up. We good. We learned the game. The internet exploded, and Trump just happened to be the president. I'm just gonna hate on the motherfucker just cause,
I don't know, really.
I hear what you're saying.
We've had a discussion about this on the show before, man. In fact, the first time I was on here, and I was like, "Yo, my life hadn't changed ever.
Exactly.
Like it was the same between shit. All like, of them. And if anything, it's gotten better.
Clinton had changed because that's when I moved here from war. Or, and so I guess
to an extent, it's a lot of things going on. Like,
but it's
like,
a lot. It's a lot of things going on. Yeah, it's not so, the like, same for everybody.
Yeah. Think I'm. But at the end of the day, it's not about. It's a vote. Like it's like you're voting it. A lot of people like who are most affected by dude is the people who aren't citizens of the country. So their lives are directly affected by us being like, oh, the economy's good. So it's up to you to decide like whether that issue is something you want to fix or you care about or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Word.
But the thing is that the way it's branded, this whole shit is branded. Like, don't misconceive any of this shit. Yeah. Like there are people under Obama that were being fucked at the border and all that shit. Like it was mad deportation.
And before that Bush.
It was mad deportation under him for sure.
It just wasn't publicized.
I read that. Yeah.
Wow. It's
it just wasn't publicized like that.
Word, yeah, no, never.
Because Obama is like a nice person.
He's your people person. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You don't want to
I'm not saying he's not a good person. He's probably a dope person.
Right.
But the thing is that he takes a job that requires you to carry out some things that are not about you. Like,
you're dirty shit.
You got to do that shit. You got to be able to give that okay. If you don't give the okay, you're not going to be president because you're not upholding the shit that
we built.
They'll
get you out of here, too.
Yeah.
They'll get you out of here. Yeah, no,
you
could
do a lot of shit and not get impeached, but I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm going to keep referencing that because I
What's next, bro?
Yeah, let's go.
You said, Alan, you put Drake, Culture Vulture, or The Gateway.
Yo, let me touch up on that, man. And I put that because
what is a gateway?
It riled. Okay. The reason why I say gate.
So, yeah, explain to us why you put that there, and then we'll talk about it.
So, basically, here's how I view Drake, right? Reason why I put that is because he was recently seen on Twitter or on social media in general hugging Megan Thee Stallion. And she is this up and coming rapper from Houston. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion because that's my boo right there, man. Mm-hmm. And but she's fire.
She better than Cardi B.
Honestly, I like her content. Do. Like this is good shit. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest about some shit. Her content's better than Cardi B's. But Cardi B, like, it's not no disrespect.
Cardi B's
like,
more marketable.
She's very marketable. About? You know what I'm saying? Just very marketable. Huh?
What's she rap about?
She's a little bit. She's raunchier. You know what I'm saying? Right. So her, she's sexual a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, actually, not even a little bit. A lot. You know, her body
similar
is
to Cardi B.
Amazing. Yeah, like same shit, but it's just like. Cardi B would be more. I don't know how they would.
Regardless, sorry. Get back to the topic.
But anyway,
Drake.
Yeah. But the thing is, basically he's gonna be on this remix of this big song she got called Big Ol' Freak, right? Okay. And so basically she, like, everybody's like, oh my God, it's Drake again, da 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 da, getting on these artists early on, you know, and he's like this fucking culture vulture, but because he's done it, yo, how many times has he done this?
Oh, so but the flip side is they don't care because Drake put him on, like,
right? And the gateway is like, yo, my thing is like, at the same time, every time he's had a hit with these people, like every time he's gotten up with these other artists,
yeah,
they've been fucking hits.
Yeah,
Migos, Georgia, like, yo, it's been hit after hit after hit. So how do y'all look at it? Like, is he a culture vulture? Is he just natural for the game? Like, how do y'all look at that? You
he's like LeBron. He's
it's crazy. Yeah, like, yo, is the, you know, I don't know. You know,
he's
what do y'all
LeBron
think? It's crazy.
It's people that want, like, admire him, and everybody like generally respects him. But there's also a crew of people that are like, I don't like that ego. I don't like the fact, like the culture vulture thing. Like, there's some section of the industry that ain't really with it, but it would take a really integrity driven person to turn down a feature with Drake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, You really got to have a vision secured. I didn't want to go that route right there at that point. So that's a major brand.
Especially,
so
especially if you're on the come up like that, like how the do you turn down Drake?
Yeah.
I don't care even if you don't like him.
Yeah. Like
even if you don't like him, you're like,
you don't do that.
I mean, like,
everything's about
like,
what you can bring to the table, though.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But it's like, bro, if Drake's on, I don't give a fuck what track he's on. That shit is going to get millions and millions and
it's
millions
gonna
of
get,
streams.
It's
going to
get them streams. Yeah.
Bro,
it's money.
If,
it's
even
a money
if
move
I'm,
for
even
sure.
If I'm like.
The thing is we're so lost in that debate. There's not a strong enough knowledge of the wealth of people that are listening to the music that actually pay attention to that. I'll say that. They don't really pay. Oh, like Drake took Triple X, you know, rest in peace. Drake took Triple X's sound with.
Word.
All that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but nobody cares. Like, you only care because you care. But like, in the reality, nobody really cares about that shit.
They forget about all that.
But it's some very knowledgeable because these people are clearly what the lesson to be learned is that fame is to be accessed through literally hard work. And you can these people are just like you and I to an extent. Like, you know, they got a vision. They got working and. You know what I'm saying? Like, these people with social media, these people are very accessible. Like, what you thought growing up would not be a thing because of the social media impact. It's like, I could kind of, like, literally gear this shit to the direction of this person.
The light.
Content.
All right, there it is.
Yeah. Things, content, like your content, like directing your content to who you want to see, knowing the different platforms that can get your shit out there. So,
or.
So we'll go to the next topic. Kim Kardashian wants to be a lawyer.
Yo, it's weird, man.
Kardashian already has some political backing. She already has like a political success in her resume.
Word.
Which is that shit that she did
and she's
Kanye
behind
and
behind prisoners getting out of jail, basically.
Exactly.
Prison.
That's the craziest shit.
Exactly.
So that,
and
that
she got that one significant
resume person
out of prison. I forget what happened when Kanye was doing all his shit, but with
I think
Trump,
she recently got somebody. I saw.
I forget what, like some political activist. She got him out of prison or something like that.
So here's the thing, like, popularity. Like, so that's another thing. Like, think of Drake going into some place in Florida and taking a style, right? And like, and having it as one of his album tracks or something like that. So like, Kim is interested in that shit, and that's something that makes her want to like work hard for. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's something she cares about. So her bringing that attention to a lawyer, if you're gonna say that's not a valid lawyer, that's not a real lawyer, you should have to go to school, all that is gonna do is further appreciate the title of lawyer and people's understanding of what a lawyer is. You think about the president, right? People, a lot of the policies are still in place, but now you're woke to it because that was the thing about Trump being elected because it woke people up. Like, Obama woke people up. Mm-hmm. Trump, his first election, woke people up. Like, yo, this is a racist country. Like, we had, you know what I'm
that
saying?
Was going
like,
on
we
forever.
Had this shit. Like,
yeah, it's
oh,
been
it's
there.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's not because. Like, it's been there, exactly.
So
like
it's
all
just,
this, like the shit that with the
so like, that's
my bad.
Extreme analogy, but like it's basically now we're thinking about lawyers. We think about entertainers, we think about singers, we think about rappers, we think about producers, like whether it's film or music, or we think about art, we think about even politicians. But the things like being a doctor, being a lawyer, those kind of like trained kind of societal things that we need, people that are a teacher or whatever, like that shit is very untapped into in the social media content stream.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
what I'm saying? It's like it's too every day to be posted. You know what I mean? But that's the thing. Like, is somebody bringing attention to something a functional job in our society? So if she does it, it's up to the person to hire them as their lawyer. But the thing is that I think it furthers the credibility of a lawyer. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's one way to look at it.
Because she's bringing so much attention to that.
Would that lead to other people
wanting to be a lawyer?
Wanting to be a lawyer with money, probably.
Fuck yeah, bro.
That's where the fucked up part is. But you got, you know what I mean? You ain't gonna rob them, so they're gonna be lawyers. So like,
so we'll go right into getting punched in the face.
Word.
In my opinion, everybody needs to get punched in the face like one time.
But it can only be an opinion of someone who's been punched in the face. You can't tell somebody to jump out of a plane and be like, it's dope. No, like, they got to jump out the plane and be like, it's dope. When you up there, you about to think, this is it. Like, Michael Jackson. Like,
but I feel like, I feel like the reason we have this new age of trolls coming out, like all these kids, they're all trolls, is because not enough of them have gotten punched in the face.
Yeah, not for sure.
Because now it's very frowned upon to be punched in the face. Like, schools are very strict now with violence and shit.
Violence doesn't need to always be the answer, but at the same time, they need to be like,
because back in the day,
they need to be hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't think people online realize that these people are real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you imagine, like, somebody in the line of that conversation, like, you was hating on somebody and somehow you recognize them from Instagram, you see them in real life, and be like, yeah, yeah, motherfucker, you said my shit was trash, right? And just walk over, like, what are you talking about? It's Papa Left, bah! Like, knock your ass out. Fucking, I know you.
That's that reminds you of that movie, Jay and Silent Bob.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, they go and they fucking go to every internet person and just knock them out, all the little kids and shit.
Hey, man. Internet haters, man. That's a good thing, man. If you see some of that, it means your shit getting out to the out to people who don't give a fuck whether they like you or not. And that's what you're supposed to do. You know, you for every hater, there's going to be some love in somebody. Somebody going to fuck with your shit. That's the thing. Like, just get it out to as many people as possible. You never know.
Word.
So let's talk about... last topic, Lil Nas X. Honestly, I didn't listen to his full album.
Amazing song.
What? Honestly, it's I know it's the one just, song. You gotta respect the.
It's a great song.
The support he has with that song,
great
man.
Songs in general, you mean? Or yeah, just the like, one song?
I think
it is a good song. It's a catchy song, man. Like it just gets you. All-time you know, road. All time, yeah.
All right. All-time how about road. The rest of the album? Did you listen to it or no?
Nah, I haven't even gotten to it.
I'd be proud as hell if I wrote that shit. I'm not going to lie. Like, that's like a, that's a very, like, look at everybody who likes it.
Everybody just is generally accepted. And it's kind
of
like,
I never heard last of him before I, this.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the same. It just kind of came out of nowhere, bro. Mm-hmm. Just blew up. And
Dave East came out in public and said he's trash.
You know, honestly, that wasn't like, I don't know. I feel like he was looking for some attention there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I like him as an artist, but you know, it's just like, yo, why? What was your purpose, bro, in doing all that? You know, what are you looking for in that? You know what I'm saying? When you don't like, I think
what he was doing was just bringing attention to hip hop culture and how like none of this shit matters anymore from a standard of this dude is basically doing a country pop record. And he's got like a little trap undertone, but it's still like more country than rap or what's defined as hip hop. So you're looking at an artist who's providing hip hop in the genre and what if it's in, what it's intended to be. And then you have, you know, a guy like Lil Nas X who does one song and then he's in the arena. I think that's the main thing, like being in the arena with your competition. It's become so popularized that a conversation like that would seem to you be like, this dude looking for attention, but for the shit that he cares about, that's his fucking bread and butter. And people are jumping into his genre. On his
side, I get it. If you look at like his side of things,
it's like, yo, I'm out here fucking rapping. Exactly. There's always a frustration with this. It's like everybody likes to sometimes complain about the situation and be like, yo, the rap is trash nowadays. 2019 sucks. I wish it was the 90s. There's a lot of people like that, like who will not even consider you in 2019. Mm-hmm. So like what you don't know is like I've been privileged to go out to a lot of hip hop shows, a lot of real underground shows and some lit underground shows. You know what I'm saying? Like I've met all the different people in the different like spaces. You know what I'm saying? So like this shit is like legit a culture. This shit is fucking.
Yeah.
That's the shit. You know what I mean? So when you come up there and then you got people around you who, you know what I mean? Like just taking over with the shit. Basically what I'm saying is people will be like, rap sucks nowadays. But there's people out there that's bringing fire shit.
Yeah, you got to understand, man. Yeah. Rap doesn't have just one direction anymore. That shit has stemmed out and it can sound a bunch of different ways. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's now you can just listen to some shit and it'll be for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's just not one direction.
I think
shit is opened up now.
A major thing I don't think a lot of people think about is the flows that have been put out by like it's almost become like Hollywood. Like people go back and take like a juvenile flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the dance, yeah, with the dance.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of
it's,
yeah,
like, it's that's, so that's part of the on culture. Yeah. Like, you don't it's really gotta on be a rapper like that. You could just write a rap and, like, literally perform your bars and shit. Like,
yeah,
like, you, like, rapping is like a skill of a singer nowadays. Like, a singer, I can rap also. You know what I mean? Like, right, it's so bred into the culture. Like, right, you're gonna have to freestyle at some point, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's taken over as the most popular culture. Just like back in the day when rock was the most popular, the first thing people want to do is play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Rap about it.
So with that, we're going to wrap it up on the Question Will Be Able podcast today. Shout out to Alan for coming through one more time, and shout out to Lefty for coming through and for dropping a dope-ass freestyle, me, man.
We could do some more after the show. After the show, we can crank some more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, we got a little post game. That'd be a nice idea for the next one, like the post show.
Yeah,
on a specific channel.
There we go.
Follow us on IG Live.
Yeah, on a specific channel. Actually, you know, you're gonna check out the Questionable Behavior podcast on a bigger media network very soon.
Check that out, man. Make sure
we're making some moves. We're making some moves.
Some
and
good shit, man. Quality.
Yeah. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes, Stitcher, everywhere. There's 5 stars. Tell one more time. Tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram.
Thanks for having fun with me. Thanks for listening to me. My name is Papa Left. You can follow me on all social media sites and digital music streaming sites at Papa Left. PoppaLeft. Thank you. God bless. You
don't know what it's like, that freestyle doesn't make you follow him. I don't know what will.
Hey.
Look me up. I can tell you right now. Gun charges, felony. I really do this. You don't do nothing. You don't know my struggle, dog.
My student pulled up his record cause he thought he'd get clout. Then I pulled up my SoundCloud to let him know what I'm about. See, we both make records. He made a record for me. I make a record for him. The vicious cycle of pen. These bars will set you free. That Riker talk is dead. The narrative need a change. Embarrassed and I'm ashamed. If I'm 90, see the racial divide. What kind of life is that? 90s baby, changing the life. What's my style of rap? Imagine if whites went to prison 5 times as black. Same people hating on cap would probably light the flag. Fire that had nothing to do with kneeling. But something about the country reaction was too feeling. Guess Ricky Williams really was Chappelle of the NFL. Leave the field for yourself, a story that they never sell. Some stars put the high in hiatus. Never come back to the light, but die famous. Producers get hooked to the white, but they got bangers. Labels turning eyes on pyramid triangles. Illuminati's not conspiracy. You too stuck on Tekashi, you not hearing me. Staging robberies, trolling until they murder y'all. Ironic, cause hip-hop started from an insurance fraud. The Bronx is burning up the party, though. We in the house, but really it's an apartment, though. For real, the poppy store is on the bottom floor. You might be next in line with the Trinitarios. If you screaming a whole lot of gang, your justice for Junior just ain't seen. Man, you might as well claim snitch. The numbers high as hell, you dropping names. If the cops don't get you, then the block will. Still no justice for Remy when he was shot and killed. I lost my friend in this I know how it feels. Still they play me like academics talking Chicago drill. Like I'm Bill Wennington and I just found some work. Like I'm Charles Wellington and this is down to earth. Just because I lack melanin, I'm out of touch. Like I never spit these bars to a crowd of dirks. I ain't talking about Nowitzki. White people kill my people. Know your history. I never got sponsored by the rich elite. I need my freedom of speech. Your money ain't to me. We used to hide in attics from the Heil Hitler. In America, we hide behind that white privilege. I don't hide behind scripture. I'm an eyewitness. You don't like the way that I spit it. Get out of my business. I get this. My spirit, my soul. Every word in my lyrics, I roll. Make sure when I die, these my quotes. Ain't nobody get the credit for what I spoke. Writers pushing records for Drizzy to get his hands on it. No middleman, I just want Shiggy to put a dance on it. Never thought I'd participate in these challenge raps, but here I am, hashtagging to see if the talent stacks. That's hella facts. Got Instagram fans from Halifax to Maui and back. Now we can brag. I said we, there's no I in team. All my day ones get clean to these Irish Springs. Squeezing suds on a Guyanese queen. She rock tribal bling. See, that's my vibrant thing. Quality tips, you should try these themes. Follow these lips, they provide the means to survive the violent screams and hybrid dreams. Turn to nightmares when the eyelids blink. The devil likes to pray in your stage of REM. I'm losing my religion when I bait him in. I travel through the darkness to Satan's den. I battle with my hardships and play to win.
Guys, brought out my globe. I keep this on my desk for a reason. And you took out my Macaulay game? This is my grandmother's. No one gave you permission to play with that. Just because the sub was here doesn't mean you get to just goof off. You got things to learn. And in fact, I think you're gonna be learning in detention later today. I want to see all of you in detention.
Hardships and play to win. Herman Edwards, I'm turning heads with my candid speech. The principal just banished me in fear. I lead a band of teens. Seen teachers pop up in the ghetto, telling kids they can't be successful if they ain't brought to mellow. But I promise to give you the highest truth, exposing the falsetto. For what it's worth, I go Longfellow. And after this rhyme, I'm transcendentalist. To get my technique, gonna dance with the devil tip. Papa Left became a mortal, independent kid. Said don't sleep like Van Wink, just let it rip. I grew up out of Van Wyck. Mama named me Robert Moses. Funny, my high ways made my parents tight. Bouncing off the walls, I never took my Shatera like a pill. I was terrified of being paralyzed. Never tripped off a mental eval. They don't understand the gift my potential allows. No money for a therapist, I vent to the crowd. You can't censor my style, they just render it down. Another session with Black Collar, going band bada, dropping jewels like Mancala. Nobody on this planet hotter than Papa. You gotta stay underground like my man Hoffa. One.
I did think 27, though, when I was a kid. Like, when I would see a 27-year-old guy, I used to think, that's a man. He's got it figured out.
Yeah.
He's on his own, you know. Yeah. All this bullshit I'm going through is all sorted out.
Just dropping jewels.
All right, Jerome, let's count them up.
All right.
Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
I'm your mom now.
Oh, we gotta change it, just you and me.
What that shirt mean?
Oh, this my artist name, Papa Left. My dad died when I was 15, so I started getting into hip hop.
At least you had a dad.
Sorry, bro.
Nah, buddy, we cool, we cool. You joking about that retirement stuff, right?
Put it like this, bro. I went in my phone. I looked at my TD Bank app. I saw an embarrassing number. Then I went back to my SoundCloud. I saw no place for my entire album. And knowing the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I had to ask myself, Jarrell, am I insane? Nah, I'm just playing.